Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in on this Monday, which is no longer rainy. Joe Beamer here with you for the next 2 hours. This morning, we all woke up to the alert that services had been down. Services had been down. Here's what the report was.
According to the app that tracks problems like these, Down Detector, some of the sites affected were Amazon, Prime Video, Disney Plus, which is owned by the parent company of ABC, Lyft, McDonald's, Snapchat, United Airlines, Venmo, and Verizon. And some United and Delta customers even reported on social media that they couldn't find their reservations online, they couldn't check in, they couldn't drop their bags off.
I can add to that certain car insurance apps. You could not go on to pay your bill, check on your vehicle information. It seemed as if half of the things we were dependent on just stopped working. For many people, Ring doorbell. And I know how a lot of you are with your Ring doorbell. I witnessed it this weekend. I was out with my family and my parents were checking on their driveway because someone was there doing some work on their driveway. They were checking with their Ring alarm off network this morning. Then we get the alert that services were coming back and that this problem seemed to resolve. But then problems came back up. With the Amazon service, this was just a few minutes ago.
Websites for the Wall Street Journal, Pinterest, Verizon, Delta Airlines, and others continued to have problems into midday following a major outage at Amazon Web Services in the overnight hours. Amazon accounts for about a third of the cloud computing market, which means when it has problems, it affects major swaths of the internet.
And think of how dependent you are when you travel on airline apps. Right? You get your, most of us now get our boarding pass on the phone. We put it in our Apple wallet, which also confuses me why the TSA guy still has to X up the paper ticket if you have one. And the only reason I had a paper ticket was earlier this year, my flight got canceled and I had to fly the next morning and they reissued a paper ticket. Anyway, but a lot of things that you do, they mentioned Lyft. Right? Some people, you know, they said, hey, I can save money by not having a car. I will just Uber and Lyft everywhere. Well, that not only inconvenient for the person that needs a ride, inconvenient for the person who's depending on that income from Lyft, right? Can't log in. If no one's requesting a ride, even if you can log in, what good does that do? This morning I had I had my monthly checkup with my Awaken 180 coach. And their system also was down, so I had to verbally tell my scale numbers and everything just to get, you know, the full breakdown. Now, I do have to note that she emailed me once their system was back up. So their system's up and running. But she did email me, you know, saying, hey, I see the detail numbers now. And by the way, everything looks great. Just want to put that out there. But it's very funny to me how dependent we are on internet now. And, you know, with this breakdown, with this shutdown, no, not the government shutdown, with this shutdown that we witnessed this morning, I mean, I was getting alerts, I was getting notifications from Amazon in Spanish. Here's one for Amazon Music, and the only reason I know that is because of the logo, but the whole thing is in Spanish. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get in. I want to know what would happen if this were to happen on a larger scale in your life if you had to part ways with Wi-Fi, internet, whatever you want to call it, for a week. 803-0930, star 930. You can call or text me on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Because this did happen to my wife and I over the summer. Our internet, I think for like our block, went down, right? There was some service issue, and it went down for a few hours. And my wife and I had to go and dig up DVDs, you know, that had somehow made it to our current place in totes or whatever. And we had to go find a DVD to watch. And, you know, put it in the Xbox, and it was able to play the DVD. Now, you're probably saying, well, Joe, why didn't you just go outside? It was the summer. It was raining, and it was night, right? So our son was asleep. It's pouring rain outside. Luckily, we were able to find some physical media to entertain us until the internet was back on. Now, we also obviously have radios throughout the house. We watched a DVD and then went to bed listening to Coast to Coast, which I couldn't ask for anything better, right? Falling asleep to Coast to Coast, and now that Coast to Coast comes on at 11 p.m., let me tell you, Coast to Coast is a great show to have on throughout the night if you have to sleep or if you have to stay up. I remember when I worked overnights down the street. No, we listened to Coast every night. But just think about if this were to happen and services were down for an extended period of time. And for a lot of us, that means our TV gone, our smart speakers gone. For some of you, that's stuff that you depend on in the car, right? Certain apps were down. Well, you know, maybe that's an app that you use to, you know, go on a road trip, to coordinate your trip. Like I said, if you're a gig worker, now Lyft was listed on this list. If you're a gig worker, how much money would you be out? Seriously, if there was a shutdown that took DoorDash, Uber, Lyft down for more than a day, I mean, how much money are you losing on the internet being down? How about for all of you that work from home? Since the pandemic, we talk about this a lot when we talk about downtown. For all you working from home, if the internet is down, if the service, and again, we're talking about more than just apps here, if the service you use, the system you use, cannot connect, you couldn't work for a week. You going into the office? Maybe there is no office. Maybe your employer sold the office space. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to pull out the old fax machine. And many of us don't have a phone connection in our house. There's nowhere to connect the phone anymore. We're not hooking up phones. And if we have a phone, it's through the internet, right? What did I see, like 20%? It might be less. 20% of Americans have a landline still. I know one person who has a landline, and that's Tim Wenger. It's the only person I know who has a landline. So that probably is not the route you can go if you don't have phone service or if you don't even have a phone connection. You can't watch TV. Many of us watch TV through the internet, even if it's Spectrum Cable. Many of us watch it on the Spectrum Cable app. A lot of people can't make money. Like I said, this morning, went on to pay a bill. Now I've been able to pay it since, so don't freak out about that. But that app was not letting me sign in. You know, I think about, you have a kid homesick from school. I remember when I was homesick from school, I would watch The Price is Right. I mean, there would be a lot of stuff. You know, I would just sit at home, sick, hopefully having some chicken noodle soup, and listen to Bob Barker's voice. Well, if the internet's down, there goes that. This morning, and it was raining all morning. So you can't even say, and if you're sick, you're not going outside. What would you do? What would you do to get through a day? How would it affect your work life? How would it affect entertainment? How would it affect you driving? We have these cars now. It's not in Buffalo yet, but I saw in Atlanta, and I know they have them in Arizona, and hopefully Tanner can get the correct name. Is it a Wambo? A Wambo? Do you know the car I'm talking about? The self-driving? It's like Uber, but it's a self-driving rideshare. Could you imagine a Waymo. I was close. A Waymo. Could you imagine if you were in a Waymo and their servers just shut down? You're on the 290 and the car just shuts down. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. Do not take what I'm saying out of context. But if you're in the car and all systems shut down, and this is why I would never get in I don't think we have them in Buffalo yet. But this is why I would never get in a Waymo. I would never get in a self-driving car. I need to know someone has control. And most of the times, I know this sounds narcissistic, I like to be in control. I like to be the driver. I like to know that I know what I'm seeing. Imagine if that is taken off. You're all in the backseat of a Waymo and the internet shuts off. 803-0930, star 930. What would you have to adjust if the internet were to go away for a week? How would you adjust for that week? Now, luckily, fortunately, I think we could still, we're still on the air. You'd still have us on your AM dial. No need to change your daily listening habits. We know that. But, you know, I'm focused on so many people depend on the internet to work from home. And if that outlet is not there, even for a week, if you don't have another avenue to get that work done, again, I don't think many people still have a fax machine. How are you avoiding from just being backed up a week later when the internet's back on? And what if your house, for entertainment purposes, went out, no internet? Do you have physical media? Do you have bunny ears that you can put on the back of your TV? I fortunately do. Like, I have an antenna. I could at least do that. Like I said, we've got a few DVDs that we dug up. But how would you adjust for the week? I'll tell you this. There wouldn't be great cooking from me. I'm not saying from my wife. She's a great cook. But the only reason I can make anything is if I have a YouTube video or something on my Alexa screen telling me how to make what I've bought the supplies for. I am naturally not a good cook. I cannot naturally make you something by just thinking up the ingredients. I have to have a sheet in front of me. Unfortunately, we don't have many of those, so I have to go to the internet, or I need to watch someone who's cooking it, you know, and is telling me how to get all the juice out of the lemon. You ever watch someone do that? You know, you roll the lemon on the cutting board before you cut it to get all the juice out of it. I'm not saying I couldn't do it. I'm just saying I've become so dependent on the minute I need something, it's there, right? I can type it into Google. I can type it into YouTube. Sometimes I want to go back, listen to myself, and, you know, see where I could improve. I can do that, snap my fingers, and it's there. Now, you have to go a week without any of that stuff there. Again, if it's a beautiful day outside, well, I'm hoping you can find something to do that you don't need the internet. Go outside. Play a game of pickup basketball. Doesn't that sound great right now, Tanner? Pick up a basketball, go down the street, shoot some hoops. But I'm talking, say it's a week in the middle of February, it's miserable, and the internet's out, and you get an alert. Now, hopefully, you're listening to us, and you get the alert. This is going to be for a week. You'll have electricity. You'll have everything. You'd have cable. I know less and less people have literal cable. It's mostly through the internet now. But you would not have internet services. So you wouldn't have access to your smart speaker. I mean, we have become so dependent. I've talked about gig workers. I've talked about people who work from home. What about people who go to school at home? More and more people, especially looking to get a graduate degree and, you know, maybe spreading it out over more years for it so it's cheaper. Say you do your post-grad or maybe your undergrad online. Can you imagine losing a week of classes? Especially the classes that I struggled in, you know? I mean, I was not good in any kind of mathematic class. I couldn't imagine not having a week of instruction. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I'd have to go into the office and have way more conversation with my husband. He can't get out of his phone, addictive social media scroller. Oh, and we all know that. Now, Texter, to that point, a week without the internet, would that heal? Would that help the addiction to social media? You don't have it for a week. You literally do not have social media for a week. This is a great point, Texter. If you were to have no internet, no social media, right? Your only conversation, I guess you could text. I'm assuming iMessage would probably be down if all internet's down. Let's say you'd actually have to have verbal conversations with people. And say if you went to a protest over the weekend, you'd have to call someone and tell them how it went. You couldn't post an album on your page. Do you think that would actually help the addiction? I love this avenue. I think we're going to go down it when we come back. 803-0930, star 930. You've lost internet for a week. Now, this texter says if the internet went out for a week, it would be heaven. And there are aspects that I actually agree with the texter. What about you? Think of work, think of school, think of entertainment. Yeah, that social media, and let's be honest, we can sit here and complain about social media for the rest of the show, but most of us, even if we complain about it, as I do, are just as addicted to social media scrolling as this texter's husband. 803-0930, star 930, it's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
News Radio 930 WBEN. Cold Gin, written by the late Ace Frehley, who we lost Thursday afternoon. The Spaceman, gone too soon, 74. And Ace Frehley was still touring. I believe he was just at the Riviera like a year or two ago, right? I thought we'd get one more show with the original four on stage, and unfortunately, that is no longer possible. Ace Frehley, again, passed away Thursday, the age of 74. Cold Gin, one of my favorite Kiss songs, written by Ace Frehley. 803-0930, star 930, we're talking about the system-wide outage that affected a lot of people this morning. It was the AWS system. That went down, came back, went down again. Here's the latest update from ABC on what exactly we're talking about. And then we got some great texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. But here's the latest update. This system's on, it's off, it's on, it's off.
Amazon Web Services says the problem is tied to its domain name service. DNS is the technology that translates what you type into a web browser like Facebook.com into an IP address, which tells the computer where to go on the internet. While Amazon had said the issue had been fully mitigated, just after 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time, the website Down Detector is reporting another spike in outages a few hours later. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
So I'm asking, let's say this happens for a week and it wipes out the internet, any internet access you have in your home. That would mean iMessage, right? So all you have, if you have a landline, we'll give you the cell towers for phone calls. No 5G. How do you get through that week? What have you become so dependent on the internet for? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, we have some great texts in. We talked about the social media scroller, right? This person texted in, said their husband's an addictive social media scroller. And let's be honest, I think a lot of us fit into that category. Even if we don't want to admit it, I think a lot of us fit into that category. Last night, my wife's asleep. I'm half asleep, but I'm still up. Got the football game on, and I'm scrolling on my phone. Scrolling. And if you asked me, Joe, can you remember the stuff that you were, the videos you saw? No, I have no idea. And I lost about 35 to 40 minutes of sleep because of it. So without the internet for a week, that would be one positive Like, I would probably be asleep before 10 o'clock, which would be great. You know, just turn the radio on coast to coast. Well, 9 o'clock, be listening to Jimmy Fallon. Just turn on Jimmy Fallon, put the radio on, go to sleep. And I don't need an alarm clock. I don't need to set my phone or anything. Not that that's on the internet. But we don't need alarm clocks in the Beamer house because baby Beamer is, let me tell you, that child is an alarm clock. You know exactly when he starts waking up, what time it is. Also, someone says, the hell with a week. Just wipe the internet off the face of society. We lived without the internet in the good old days. Why can't we live without the internet now? Another texter, if the internet went down, I wouldn't tell my neighbor. So, can't read that one. Think about no internet would do to traffic. All those people working from home would be on the roads on their way to the office. Yes. And think about that. Full office buildings. People going out for lunch. Pumping up the economy. Right? I have nothing wrong with people who work from home. My mom works from home. Nothing wrong with that. But could you imagine if you couldn't do that for a week, you actually had to go to a physical office? There's some bad, but there's some good with that as well. My whole point here is I think even if we don't want to admit it, we've become so dependent. Now, I'll admit it. I always have admitted it. You know, like I told you, the dinners I could make if I did not have the video of the person telling me how, you know, what to add when and what it should look like, I could count on one hand the things I could make for dinner, right? But like I said, on the other side of this, I would be going to sleep pretty early. I would not be losing sleep to doom scrolling on social media. Now, that's a lack of lack of personal control. I get that, of self-control. I know I'm going to feel those 40 minutes the next day, the next morning. Why don't I just put my phone down? But it's the algorithm. Keep on scrolling. Now, this person makes a good point. Access to necessary information from internet sources is crucial to daily living. Everything is available by phone. I engage zero social networking, no Facebook, no chat sites, no games, absolutely nothing. My time on the internet is minimal. I use things like a thesaurus, nothing else. There is no unhealthy or addictive behavior. My daily time on my phone is under an hour. And we would all like to be like this texter. We would all like to be able to say that. Instead, I'm making sure that my show topics are posted on 4 social media pages. I'm looking at how many people interacted. I'm playing Wordle. I'm playing stupid games on my phone. I mean, let's go to game systems. Now, I know, Joe, you're too old to be playing video games. I get it. Yeah, I know, okay? I get it. But when I was a kid, you didn't need the internet to play Sega, to play Nintendo. Even the first PlayStation, you didn't need internet access. Now, most gaming systems don't even have a place to put the physical media. You have to be online just to have the game. Just to play the game, you have to have an internet connection. Now, I'm not saying gaming systems are important to daily life, but I do want to go to the point of phones. A lot of people who do have landlines, a lot of those landlines are connected to the Wi-Fi, to the internet, not a landline. Not everybody, but you look at the phones here at the station. These stations run off the internet. They're not run off a phone line. Now think about if you or if you have a loved one who, you know, has a life alert. My grandmother had that when she was living on her own, but she refused to wear the button, but the access was there. Now, let's say that is connected to an internet phone line. I mean, you wouldn't feel safe a day, let alone a week, without having that hooked up to some kind of source, right? Let's say there's no phone line in that house. It's an internet phone line. That would be concerning. You know, so yes, there are a lot of things that I think are ridiculous that we depend on the internet for. But when it comes to work, when it comes to school, when it comes to safety, it's a big question. And we're all dependent on this, and we see how easily it can all shut down. I mean, this is an issue that started before I woke up, and it's still not 100% back online. So, you know, the internet is not, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not 100%. You know, there's a 90% chance, 95% chance when you wake up, the internet will be there. But it stays like this when we're seeing longer lines at the airport because people have to get a physical ticket, right? That thing that you want is not on your phone the second you want it. You wake up to, oh my gosh, how dependent I am on this. I had nothing else on my mind. This is all I want. And we're so used to having it within a second of when we ask for it. Days like today can kind of wake us up. Now, this also did affect the cloud for certain sites. Do you remember when the cloud used to be a physical thing you had in your house? It was kind of just like an extra storage space. I remember when I was in high school, so we're talking a long time ago, my friend, you know, you would walk into their house, and his parents had on their, like, welcome table. It looked like, do you remember when the home scanners, the Canon home scanners? I remember my parents got it. It was the scanner and the printer came together. It was a package deal. You buy the printer, we'll give you the scanner for free. Now, this thing looked like the Canon scanner on the walk-in table. And I said, what is that? And he says, it's a cloud. So he in his house, this was like 06, 07, had the physical thing that was when you would send something to the cloud, that cloud was in their house. It wasn't in the sky. It was a hard drive, a wireless hard drive where, you know, you could pick up without having to connect to it in the house. And I thought that was so cool. And that, you know, one day we are all going to have clouds in our house. I didn't realize that the cloud would become something in the clouds and you'd have to pay $2.99 a month for extra cloud space just so your phone wouldn't slow down. But it's funny how technology has changed and how, again, how stuff that even 20 years ago, you know, I was talking to David about in January, the Sabres are doing their 20th anniversary of the 05-06 season. I mean, 20 years ago, just think about how far away we were from the stuff we use daily today. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like 20 years ago to me does not seem that long ago. I remember it was my junior year of high school. I remember every game of that Sabre season. But my gosh, you know, I thought the Sidekick was the coolest thing ever and that cell phones would never get any better than this. What, your phone opens up to a physical keyboard? Right? And now, if you have a button on your phone, what's that weird thing you're walking around with? Why does your phone have a button on it? 803-0930, star 930. Someone on the text board says, life alert systems use cell signals for connectivity. Okay, fair enough. I'm just saying in our hypothetical here, if internet went down for a week and we say that is on the internet, not that it is, it would be cause for concern. There are some safety, there are a lot of safety things that depend on an internet signal, right? You may have one. Someone you love may have one that does depend on an internet signal. It's not life alert. Life alert depends on the cell towers, and that's good. But, I mean, there are life monitoring or, you know, stuff that people do use connected to the internet to make sure, you know, their health is good, that their numbers for whatever are good. So there are important things on an internet signal. Someone says, are you serious about cloud storage? Is it in the air clouds? No. You know what I meant. I thought when you would send something to the cloud, I thought we were all going to have this external hard drive in our house that would act as a cloud. I didn't realize that it would be, you know, an external drive somewhere we don't know that you're sharing with everyone else that you would have to pay for space. That's what I meant, Texter. Another text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I work for a police agency. I'm not sure if the internet going down would affect us, but I'm assuming it would. Right. I mean, maybe not to a major extent, but I'm sure there is something that would be offline, even if it was, you know, even if you were able to find a workaround before the week was over. I think if all of a sudden you had no warning, snap your fingers and the internet's down and you find out it's for a week, there's going to be some issues, right? 803-0930, Star 930, gets you on the show, gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We'll take your calls on this, your texts on this, some really good texts coming in on this. It's just a reminder. I mean, for a lot of us, the internet 20 years ago was not what the internet is now. And definitely 30 years ago, it wasn't what it is now, right? And it is a part of our everyday life. We depend on it in the car. We depend on it at home, on a smart speaker, on an airplane. My gosh. You go on to an airline that doesn't have Wi-Fi on the plane, some people don't know what to do. That's why you download a podcast like this very show on the Odyssey app. Download the show, take it with you wherever you go. But it would be eye-opening. It would be very eye-opening. And it would be, you know, a blast to the past. I mean, yes, in the 90s we had the internet. But if you went without the internet today, you could very much relate. It would feel like the 90s, right? Because in the 90s when you had the internet, you had to go onto a big bulky computer that was loud when it was starting. And you'd have to go to a room and you had to take up a phone line. And everyone would know you were on the internet. And compared to what you can do today with internet service, right? 30 years ago in the 90s, my gosh, we thought it was cool because you could watch a video on RealPlayer. I mean, now, could you imagine, let's say we don't take the internet away for a week. Let's say for a week the internet is AOL from 1995. Would that not be the same curveball as no internet in 2025? If I told you, okay, let's compromise. You can get AOL 95 on a Windows 95 compact Pesario, and that's what you have for a week. That would still be a curveball. 80% of the stuff we do on internet now, 80% of what we do on the internet now, you could never do with AOL from 1995. There wouldn't be the bandwidth or whatever you want to call it. Remember how basic websites looked in 95? So that would be such a downgrade. That might actually be more frustrating for a lot of people, especially the younger generation. That might be more frustrating than no internet at all. If we say, no, you get the internet. It's on one bulky computer in the basement, and it's Windows 95 AOL from 95. You have 500 hours on this CD. Go. That would be very frustrating. And again, it's only been 30 years, but adjusting to that reality, to that internet, might take the full week that you actually have. And a lot of you working from home, you couldn't work from home on a dial-up internet. Now, to be fair, yes, you could email things, right? But I know how, again, my mom works from home. And when I go pick up my son, I see the setup she has. She wouldn't be able to have that kind of connectivity to her office on a Windows 95 computer with AOL running. It would take all day just to get one document sent over. That's an interesting way to look at it. 803-0930, Star 930. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. When we come back, there is a unionizing effort at the Hyatt downtown. They had a press conference this afternoon. I want to talk a little bit about that. I would love to take your phone calls on what we just talked about. And just a programming note, tomorrow we will be talking with a doctor from Roswell about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So put that on the calendar tomorrow to kick off the show. We'll be talking about that. But we have 1 hour left after the news with Tom Puckett here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hour number two on a Monday. Thanks for being here. Always enjoy it. This afternoon, well, right at noon, there was a press conference at the Hyatt Regency. That is a hotel downtown owned by Douglas Jamal, a place that I have stayed at numerous times. There's no point to that. I just wanted to say I've stayed there. I think a lot of people in Buffalo have stayed there. I've done a staycation and overnight. Anyway, there is an attempt from workers at the Hyatt Regency downtown for fair wages. Let's get into this. Current and former unionized workers at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Buffalo are asking for a boycott of the hotel amid a year-long fight for fair wages and a voice at the hotel. Workers announced a union campaign at the Douglas Jamal-owned hotel in Fountain Plaza over a year ago. Workers have accused hotel leadership of union-busting campaigns, intimidation tactics, threats, and firing workers. According to the union, approximately 10 workers have been fired due to their involvement in the union. The National Labor Relations Board is looking into a few of them. Quote, Jamal still has a chance to do the right thing, says Luke Sills, who was among the workers who was fired. Settle with the union, reinstate the workers, and start bargaining. We really hope he does that. The workers are asking the public to cancel their reservations at the 396-room hotel and not stay there in the future. They are also reaching out to groups that have had conferences at the hotel in the past, telling them not to book there again. The union said that one group, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, will not hold their 2028, well, big win, guys, the 2028 conference at the hotel after having previously held the 2024. Employees at the hotel watched their workers through surveillance cameras. Oh, employers at the hotel have watched their workers through surveillance cameras, put their social media pages on slideshows, and brought in firms from Florida to try to keep the union from organizing. That's according to the Erie County Legislature in the city. Last spring, the NLRB issued a formal complaint against the hotel, finding merit in several of the firings. It also issued bargaining order in an attempt to compel the hotel. It really speaks, anyway, on and on. The state assemblyman, John Rivera, we try to get him on the show. He's busy today. I understand. Hopefully we can talk to him later in the week. John Rivera said, I'm sure there are countless other organizations and entities supporting this effort right now. This is not the way things are going to get done any longer. The thing that really surprised me is elected officials. And I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, I really don't. Elected officials telling you to boycott a hotel downtown. Downtown Buffalo, which just on Friday, we talked about the struggles of downtown, how it seems no one is going downtown. Businesses are packing up and leaving. And you have a representative in the New York Assembly who is telling you to boycott the hotel and not go stay at the hotel. Now, that to me seems counterproductive. The amount of crap that Doug Jamal is getting from elected officials and non-elected officials in the city of Buffalo after he has put so much money into trying to revive downtown Buffalo, to me, is sickening. And another thing, you know me, I'm not a big union guy. And, you know, the push to unionize, you do realize that the union is going to take money out of your paycheck, right? Like, if you are in a union, they take union dues. So, yeah, we're gonna get more money. And then we're going to give that money to the union, who will then give it to John Rivera, Mark Poloncarz, Sean Ryan. You get the list here, right? I don't, and I know I've done this before, and I'm sorry to sound like a broken record. I do not understand the appeal of a union in 2025. Again, they have their place in history. They do. Don't get me wrong. In 2025, when you have so many rules and regulations that employers have to follow with employees, I don't get the point of a union. At this point, I really think unions are to... unions really benefit the union boss and the politicians. I don't think today's unions really help the average worker. And I say that because, and I've said this before, anytime I do a union show, I'll have people calling in. And there's, this is one of the things where this audience is split when it comes to unions. But when I do a union show, I will have some people call in and say the unions are great, yada, yada, yada. But I will have more people call in and say the unions, you know, yes, I felt my job was protected, but I also felt the guy who did nothing's job was protected. Or the person who brought down the workplace was protected by the union. And I go back to when I was in school and I had a teacher tell me that, you know, they look at their paycheck and they're sickened by seeing the union dues because they know that some of that money is going to go to politicians that they do not support. And I, you know, you want more money, you want fair wages. Again, fair wages is debatable, right? What I think is a fair wage, you might not think is a fair wage. But, you know, if you feel like you are earning more money, this is how I found in the workplace, and that doesn't always work out. But if you feel like you want more money, and you go to your boss, and you say, hey, you know, I think I've had a really good year, right? Whatever your job is. Let's say you work at the hotel. You know, hey, it's been a really good year. You know, I feel like we've had an increase in people coming to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. Is there any way that, you know, I might see a spike in the next 6 months? And, you know, the boss can say, hey, times are tough. You know, we're trying to ride the storm. Or, yeah, you know what? You've been an outstanding employee. You need to be appreciated for it. We'll get that. We'll work that into your paycheck in the next month. Awesome. Awesome. But if you are, that's like if I'm on WBEN, right? I'm on WBEN and I'm sitting on this mic and saying, until management does whatever, don't listen to WBEN. Now, do you think Odyssey is going to want to continue to employ me? Do you think Odyssey is going to want to continue to sign my paycheck? You are currently working at the establishment and you're telling people to boycott it. I would probably fire you too. And no, I'm sorry. I don't think there should be protections if your employees are talking poorly about the product, talking poorly about the place who's signing their paycheck. I think the boss, the employer, has every right to make sure those people don't have a job here. Like, that's crazy. I mean, seriously, could you imagine? Let's just look at WBEN. Could you imagine if Susan or Brian said, don't listen to David, or if David said, don't listen to Joe, or if I said, don't listen to Tom, or if Tom said, don't listen to Puckett? Could you imagine? Why would Odyssey keep us employed? If we were campaigning against the station because we didn't get our way? That's absolutely crazy. And again, I know someone. They're very much polar opposite of me politically, okay? And they were fighting for their place of employment to have a union. And they were very vocal about it. And then they got unionized. And guess what? Now they're very vocal about how much the union sucks. The grass is not always greener on the other side. And, you know, when it comes to John Rivera, when it comes to Jeremy Zellner there, I think that is, and I didn't say, by the way, the texter says, how many Republicans have given Doug Jamal any issues? They haven't. My point was, texter, if they were Republicans, I would still be saying this. I'm not viewing this as a party thing at this point. Hold on one second. I'm saying, if you are an elected official in Western New York, and you have a guy that has thrown so much money at downtown Buffalo to try to get downtown Buffalo back, like we said on Friday, back a step. Let's go a step forward, not two steps backward, okay? If you're an elected official, regardless of party, and you're telling people to boycott the person who has thrown so much money because he doesn't want to unionize, well, then you are not doing any favors for Buffalo. That's my point. And, you know, John Rivera and I politically disagree. I have no problems with John. He's usually very willing with his time, and I'm, as you know, greatly appreciative of that. But I don't think that's the way to address this. And again, I don't understand the big, again, I think it's you think the grass is going to be greener on the other side. Have you talked? Don't talk to the people who are there representing the union. Of course, they're going to say good things. Go and talk to unionized workers. Ask them how much better life is because they're in a union now. Now, you're going to get split, of course. You're going to get split reaction. But I would say when we do this topic, we probably have a 60-40 crowd. And even the people who say that they support their union, it's usually, I support my union, you know, they've done good for me, but. And I would say that's 80% of the calls we take on this. 803-0930, *930. What do you think of this? And you know, I'd love to know your experience with unions. I'd also like to know, what do you think about elected officials telling you to boycott and to cancel your reservations at, again, a hotel that is owned by a guy who has tried everything he can to bring back downtown Buffalo? Let's go to Kevin in Tonawanda. Hey, Kevin, thanks for hanging on.
How are you doing there, sir?
Doing all right, man. Your thoughts on unions?
Well, you'll see some pretty pathetic union action after the stadium's built.
Why is that?
Where are all those workers going? Where?
That's a good point.
Where are all those plumbers going? They're all getting paid, you know, $50 an hour. They're not worth it. All the plumbers, the non-union plumbers ain't going to pay that. It ain't happening. All their health care is covered by the union. They'll lose that immediately. It happens all the time.
And while they were getting paid, so were the unions. Unions made a good penny off that project, too.
Oh, sure. They all got their book. The unions made good money off that project. It's just going to happen. They're just going to lay everybody off. And then they don't care. That goes by seniority. Hey, I've been a plumber in this union for 20 years. Well, they're going to get a job for him.
Right.
They're not going to give the job for the second-year apprentice. Even the third-year apprentice has been there for the whole project. It ain't happening. The dudes are just, you know, they always harass us on jobs about unionizing and stuff. I have a couple of friends that they're harassing them about union, making them go union. Then it transfers to you. I mean, I got to pay a guy, you know, $60 an hour plus benefits, almost $100 an hour. How much do I got to charge you to come to your house?
That's
an hour.
That's a, Kevin, that was my next, that's a great point. Kevin and Tonawanda, appreciate the call. That's a great point, because now you've got leaders in Buffalo demanding that the Hyatt Regency unionize, which will mean, yeah, it could mean higher wages, but again, that money would go to the union. And now hotel rooms are even more expensive downtown. Right? I mean, that's what they're asking for. If John Rivera is standing there asking the Hyatt to unionize, let their employees unionize and pay them a fair wage, again, fair wage is dependent. You probably look at your paycheck and go, oh, this is good money for what I do. And someone else could go, well, you need a fair wage. To each their own. I say that all the time. But that's going to mean higher hotel costs, right? And again, in a place where instead of telling people to boycott, you should be begging people to come downtown. I mean, we're out here celebrating that a company canceled their conference because we're mad that Doug Jamal won't unionize? That's pretty pathetic, guys. It's pretty pathetic. We should be rooting for Buffalo. It's the same point I made last week. I am no fan of the politician Sean Ryan. But my gosh, if he does get elected and Buffalo lands something huge or you know some kind of renaissance happens downtown, I'm not supposed to applaud it because it's Sean Ryan? No. That's not how I function. Now, I fail to believe that'll happen, but that's not how I function. And in a time where downtown Buffalo desperately needs business, desperately needs people to be down there for more than just Sabre and Bison games, where downtown Buffalo needs the restaurants and businesses down there to stay down there, and the owners need money to stay down there, when you're cheering that in 2028, by the way, you're cheering that you got that conference canceled in a struggling downtown Buffalo. That is pretty pathetic. And again, should be the opposite of what you're doing. It should be the opposite. You're an elected official. You're representing Buffalo. You should be begging organizations to bring their conference to downtown Buffalo. Because again, now, Brotherhood, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, they're not going to hold their conference at the hotel. It doesn't say they're still holding the conference in Buffalo. So you very well could have just told these people not to come to Buffalo. That's a win. That's a win, Jeremy Zellner. That's a win, John Rivera. To me, this is the wrong message. And again, it's going after Doug Jamal again. This guy's not from Buffalo. He's put a lot of money into downtown Buffalo. I'm guessing hasn't gotten all that money back. And now you're telling people to cancel their reservations at his hotel, to boycott his hotel in the heart of downtown Buffalo. But you're what? In the same breath, you're going to say that you're for downtown Buffalo, that you're hoping to bring it back? To me, it's just sending the wrong message. And again, it's all over unionization. The money goes to the unions. The unions shell out that money to their favorite political party. Do you think if the unions didn't give the money they do to that political party, John Rivera and Jeremy Zellner would be out there this afternoon? I don't think so. So, I mean, it's self-interest. That's what this is all about. And does everyone who works in a union, are you saying your life is better today? Is your life better? Are your wages substantially higher because you work in a union today? Can you say that? How much are your union dues? Is what the union offers you worth the union due? 803-0930, *930. Someone says, Joe, either your teacher was mistaken or your memory is faulty. That's not possible. Teacher union dues are not used for political campaigns. There is a voluntary fund called Vote Cope that funds political campaigns. I can remember that texter. I can remember that conversation like it was yesterday. And that's exactly what the teacher said, that, you know, he pays union dues that funds a union that funds a union that can't, I might have said it differently. He might have said that campaigns for politicians that he does not agree with, but that money does still go to the unions that make those decisions. It is still connected. And again, the point here is, are the union dues worth the services the union gives you? 803-0930, *930. And If you were an employer and your employees are doing on television, by the way, to the media, telling people to boycott that hotel, would those employees have a job tomorrow? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You better believe I'm back. Back in the New York groove. I'm back. Back in the New York groove.
Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, we are paying our respects to Ace Frehley. Passed away Thursday night. One of the original members of Kiss. That was his biggest solo hit back in the New York groove. Guy was touring right up to the end. And like I said, the dream of seeing all four originals on stage, unfortunately, died with him. 74 years old. I don't know. Maybe it's 74 doesn't seem all that old in 2025. No? 803-0930, star 930. Talking about unions, the Hyatt Regency workers, they want to unionize, and they are accusing Doug Jamal of not allowing that and firing people who are trying to form a union. They say it's union busting campaign and intimidation tactics. You also have these employees that are telling people to boycott their employer. Like, to me, that's the issue. Like, don't tell people to boycott the employer. Go to work. Go to work. And like I've always said, if you don't like your job, go find another job. Like, places are hiring. If it's so bad, if you think you can make more money other places, then go somewhere else. I don't see the push to unionize. Like I said, I have friends who love being part of a union, right? But I also have friends in all different kinds of careers that say, you know, they don't see the benefit of the union, or they see the benefit of the union, but it also benefits the person who's not doing anything. I mean, we've all seen that. I hate to bring this up, but I will. I mean, we all went to high school, and many of us went to public schools, and we all know the teacher who seemed checked out, probably should have retired a few years earlier. I remember at Amherst, I had a teacher. I mean, in high school, like 11th grade, we're watching videos most of the week or reading books in class. There wasn't much class material. But, you know, protected by the union, wanted to get as much much of the pension as possible, I guess. I don't know. I'm just saying, this is, to me, an example of someone who, you know, didn't seem to be putting 100% in when I was in the class. And usually when I talk with people, even the ones who will support unions will say that. They'll say, yeah, I love the protection. I love this. I love that. But, and there's always the but. And, you know, again, my point on this is if you're telling people to not go to your employer, if you're speaking out against your employer publicly, I mean, I think that's grounds for dismissal. Again, I can't sit here and I would never do that. I would never tell anyone not to listen to WBEN because I think you should be listening to WBEN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But, you know, if I did say that, I mean, rightfully so, Tim Wenger should be waiting for me at the door with a pink slip, right? I mean, that would be that's what I would expect. Instead, you have people who are expecting to be allowed to unionize and welcomed. Oh, here's your raise. Here's your job. We're welcoming you back with open arms to your job. No. And then for people whose job it is to represent Buffalo, applauding the fact that a conference will no longer be held in the hotel, telling people to not stay or to cancel their reservations at the hotel is not doing Buffalo any favors. It's not one bit. And I just will not understand. I know the push from the politicians. If the unions are lining your pockets, you're going to do whatever the unions tell you to do. But, you know, again, if tomorrow someone came in here and said, hey, guys, we should unionize. I don't know. I feel like I'd be the guy that would be just saying everything I've heard about unions. But I know Buffalo's a big union town. I would point to all the union jobs that are no longer here. So what have, you know, some of these unions, what did they allow to happen? They allowed the businesses, the factories, the plants to pack up, go somewhere else, go out of the country, right? What about all the printing press jobs at the Buffalo News? Were those not union jobs? All gone? No one wanted to speak out against that? I guess not. I guess it wasn't popular to speak out against the Buffalo News firing and getting rid of the printing press. Again, those were union jobs. Where was Zellner outside Buffalo News? Where was John Rivera outside the Buffalo News? Telling people to boycott the Buffalo News. I never saw that. I never saw that press conference. Could someone send that to me? Joe.Beamer@WBEN. I'd love to see it. But again, this to me is not a left or right issue. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. Is the smartest thing to do, speak out against a business in a struggling downtown? Is that the right thing to do? Is unionizing employees at the hotel going to be a massive bump for Buffalo? Is this worth Is this worth risking losing one of the very few hotels in downtown Buffalo? Again, you want to talk about hypocrisy. We literally have the city of Buffalo taking over the Buffalo Grand Hotel because, to quote the mayor, there's not enough hotel rooms in Buffalo. Right? Again, that was on Thursday. Thursday, we were told we don't have enough hotel rooms in Buffalo. Today, we have a member of the assembly in the chair of the majority party in the city telling you to boycott a hotel, which I think we all know what will happen. If people actually listen, and I hope people don't, but if people actually listen, you run the hotel out of business. Now you have, what, is the city going to take over the Hyatt too? One thing doesn't go with the other. I've got the mayor telling me we don't have enough hotel rooms, which is correct. And then I have an assemblyman saying, hey, cancel your reservations. Let's run this place out of business because they won't unionize the employees that are telling people not to come here. Does that make any sense to anybody? Doesn't make much sense to me, I'll tell you that. 803-0930, star 930 if you want to comment on this. Hey, I've got to do a remember when to end the show. Today, the Buffalo Sabres announced that they are going to do an anniversary night for the 05-06 team. And here's the audio of the video they shared. They are going to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the 05-06 Buffalo Sabres season. If you remember, that's the season where they were wearing the goat heads after the lockout. And they came up a game short of going to the Stanley Cup. They lost in game 7 against the Hurricanes, a very depleted, injured Buffalo Sabres team. I can't believe that's been 20 years. I can because I can do math. But 20 years. I remember that season so vividly. That was back when I had the 98 Altima that I talk about so much here on the air. And my friends and I would go down. Buffalo Wild Wings used to have a location on the boulevard at Robinson Road in that Topps Plaza. And we would go. And now, like, looking back, I'm sure they hated us going there because, you know, we couldn't drink. Right? We're taking all the soda-free refills we can for three periods of a hockey game. We're buying like two appetizers to split the table. I'm sure they hated us. But again, you don't, when you're 16, 17, you're not thinking of that. And I had a huge Buffalo Sabres flag tied to a Buffalo Sabres hockey stick. And the games the Sabres would win, I would take that flag and hoist it out of the sunroof of the 98 Altima as we're driving down the boulevard, because again, I was one of few of my friends that had a car, so I'm now driving everyone home after the Sabres had won. And then, you know, you got the playoffs. I still remember that game 7. I'm in my friend's basement. A bunch of us are down there watching the game, and just how heartbreaking. The Sabres had the lead going into the third period. And then they blew it, and they lost, and then the Hurricanes go on to win the Stanley Cup against the Oilers. Again, if the Buffalo Sabres can get out of Carolina, they can win that Game 7. I don't think there is a person in America, including Canada, that thinks the Oilers would have beaten the Sabres. I think the Sabres would have had the Stanley Cup. But just how massive that season was. Remember, after sitting at home for a year, you had the lockout, you had... you know, no hockey for a full season. The Amherst came and played a few games in Buffalo. Remember that during the 04-05 season? There was no hockey. Hockey comes back. They come to an agreement the summer before. Hockey comes back, and the Sabres are projected to finish like 14th in the Eastern Conference. And I remember that first game. Oh, was it the first game of that season, or was that the following season, the 06-07 season? Oh, I don't want to screw it up, but I think the first game of the 05-06 season, the Sabres played the Canadiens. They were down like 3 goals, came back and won that game in overtime. And it was just such a fun season. And there were a lot of ups and downs at the beginning of the year. Like they lost at home to the Sens 10-4. But a lot of ups and downs. They get into the playoffs, right? They defeat the Islanders in the first round. Then they defeat the Senators in the famous call from RJ. Now do you believe Jason Pominville shorthanded? And then, like I said, they lost in Game 7 to the Hurricanes. Am I remembering that right? Was it? Oh, Tanner, you're going to have to help me here. Was 05-06, I believe, was the Islanders. Because the following season, I don't want to get this wrong. See, I got to make sure I'm giving accurate information here on the air. So the first, it was the Islanders. Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy that it's been 20 years. No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. The Islanders were the following season. It was the Flyers. Oh my gosh, the RJ Umberger, the Brian Campbell on RJ Umberger hit. It was the Flyers the Sabres beat when in 6 games. And then the Senators, they win that in 5 games and they lose in 7 to the Hurricanes. The following season, they played the Islanders, the Rangers, and lose to the Senators in 5 games. Yes. Okay. Because Ted Nolan was coaching the Islanders the following season. That's right. And then that year, you win the... So, 05-06, they come back. They go to the playoffs. No one expects them to go. They lose in 7 games. The following season, they come out with the ugly slug jersey. They win the President's Trophy that year, 06-07. Lose in 5 games to the Sens in the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't go to the playoffs for a year. And then, as we know, go back to the playoffs, but just exit in 1 round and then haven't been since my senior year of college. But the Sabres, I'm telling you, this is what you got to do. Celebrate the good seasons. Again, the season's still very young, and they beat the defending Stanley Cup champions. But, you know, to have a night remembering that team, because there wasn't much hope. If you remember that the season before the lockout was Golisano's first year owning the team, right? The year before that, they were owned by the league. It was an awful season. Traded away anyone that meant anything to the team. And then you have the lockout. And then, you know, they come back. And like I said, they came back on fire going to the playoffs and being one of the best teams in the NHL. And again, I still 100% believe if they get out of Raleigh in Game 7, there's no way they lose to the Oilers. The Oilers were not that good that year. How they got to the Cup is beyond me. So I'm happy that they're going to recognize the team. I'm looking forward to that. January 15th, it was just announced, they will recognize the 05-06 20-year anniversary. 20 years ago, my junior year in high school. And like I said, I remember every game of that season. It was such a vivid memory of that. But I don't remember what I did yesterday. Isn't that crazy? Tom Byerly has a program coming up next. Tom, how was your weekend?
Well, it was pretty lousy, Joe, to be honest with you. Because, you know what? I really do not understand the issue that I guess millions of people had over the weekend and why they were protesting. Because personally, you know what? I don't eat a lot of them. And when I do, they can't be cooked in seed oil. But I mean, what's up with this no wings nonsense? The no wings protest all over America. What do people have against buffalo wings? Or did I miss something?
I think it was no ranch with wings protest, Tom. That's the one I was going to sign up for.
Wait. Apparently I'm wrong. It was no Bings because Bing Crosby, you know, he still echoes in the minds of many people. And I guess people have an issue with Bing. Was that it? No Bings, no wings. Am I missing something? Oh, and apparently there's some xenophobia because maybe it was no Mings as in Ming Dynasty. So I don't get this, Joe. Hey, if you were going to do a no blank protest, any idea what you would be protesting?
Oof. That is a good one, Tom. On the spot here.
You can think about that if you'd like.
No Facebook. I would definitely take part in let's get rid of the doom scrolling on social media.
Possibly. You got to come up with like a word though. It's got to be really catchy. Like no kings, no wings, no bings, maybe no rings. Just saying.
Well, that's
so anyway, a few things are on my agenda. We'll see which one of these makes the cut here as I am in my pre-show. Do I do this? Do I do that? Do I do this? What do I do? One of the things that I'd like to touch on, Joe, is a program I have done before, which requires very kind and delicate and sensitive handling. Would you like to know what that might be?
I would love to know what that might be.
I suppose I'll tell you, and for those listening out there in the audience, this is going to hit a chord with many of you, as many as one in four of you who are married. Sexless marriage.
Ooh.
Sexless, oh yeah. And when people call in, what I always have done with this topic and others like it, like you don't have to give your real first name. You don't have to give your real hometown because that really isn't the issue. Everybody can be a Jane or a Jim for all I care. So that is certainly in the mix today. The whole sexless marriage thing. That's seriously something very few people talk about, but it's actually quite common out there in society.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a fourth of Americans. That is...
Anywhere from like 15 to 25%, depends on which research you are gazing at. Of course, the definition as to what constitutes a sexless marriage. A lot of other things, too, Joe, which are definitely going to scintillate, intrigue, interest, and be a source of great curiosity for everybody listening.
Well, Tom, I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear all of those topics and much, much more.
Well, you never know what you're going to get with me, but one thing stands consistent, Joe, my dedication and my commitment to mediocrity. Because when it comes to mediocrity, I feel about the same as the average bloke.
Well, that's what's so beautiful about your show, Tom.
That's something, isn't
it? Tom Bowerly is coming up next. Don't forget tomorrow to kick off the show at 1:06. Dr. Julia Devanish from Roswell Park will be joining us to talk about breast cancer awareness. And then we'll get into talking about cancer and, cancer among younger people. Want to get into that tomorrow, your experience with cancer, how it's touched your life. That will be tomorrow's show, but don't touch that dial. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news. I'll talk to you tomorrow on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.